The fate of Black choreographers and their contributions to modern dance echoes the larger social realities of Blacks in America. Black access to knowledge about modern dance was limited by this reality. Furthermore, their contributions were not as fully marked in history because they could not easily disseminate their ideas and voices. Segregation in the beginning and mid-20th centuries divided studios and theaters into Black and white, just as it split cities and urban spaces into Black and white. Watch this introduction into Jim Crow laws that affected Black mobility in a physical and social context. As a result of segregation, Black dancers were not accepted into dance programs and camps led and created by white artists. When they were welcomed by white teachers, the buildings within which these schools and studios were situated often banned Black people from entry. Lighter-skinned Black dancers were able to pass and enroll in white modern dance schools. But most often, African Americans had to teach themselves, founding their own schools to train Black dancers. For instance, Black choreographers Hemsley Winfield and Edna Guy established a Black modern dance school in affiliation with their 1930s New Negro Art Theater Dance Group.